Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
It's now time to play Best Friends Who Come Together.
Besting each other. It's been the same. It's been the same for years.
Oh, boy.
Today we have Bobby and Falayan, a.k.a. the bestie rap group Flyanna Boz.
In 2023, you've seen their viral videos of them running all over California rapping their hit song, You Wish.
Following the viral success, they released a fire remix of You Wish featuring verses from rising it girl Callie and hip-hop icon herself, Missy Elliott.
Flyanna Boz made their touring debut on Janelle Monáe's The Age of Pleasure tour in 2023.
And now Flyanna Boz are headlining their first tour called the Bostanical Garden Tour.
For tickets and tour dates, go to FLYANABOS. .com. That's flyandaboss.com.
Also, check out their latest single, Candyman, anywhere you stream your music.
All right, Sashir, you've talked enough. It's now time to play Besting Each Other.
Okay, let's start with Bobby.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Bobby!
Wow.
Bobby!
Bobby.
Okay, you're going first, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a query, a question, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How did you meet your best friend?
In music school. I feel like I'm being interrogated.
I mean, you are.
Music school.
Oh, where was this music school?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, are you guys from LA?
No.
Oh.
We both moved here to become stars.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, wait, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. Is the music school a high school?
Or no. It's a conservatory? It's the Musicians Institute of America.
Okay, nice.
Do you remember the first instance where you guys met and clicked?
I think we clicked kind of right away, but it was like a soft click.
Oh.
Because we're both like introverted and kind of shy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my God, this girl is so cute.
Yeah.
She looks just like Rudy Huxtable. I literally, after school, it was my first class, my first day, I called my mom and I was like, I met this cute black girl. She looks just like Rudy Huxtable.
Oh my God, that's so
and my mom
cute.
Still remembers that story.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the soft launch. When was the hard launch? Mm-hmm.
The hard launch was when we started the duo. Like, we started the duo and then we became best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We like decided, hey, we should do music together. And then like after a while, like a couple months, we were like, are we besties?
Aw. I guess that's kind of the same.
This is our story.
Nice. Yeah, we started an improv group. And
yeah.
We were like also two of the very few number of black women uh-huh. who were at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, we were like, wait, I like spending all my time with you.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and again, I thought she was so pretty.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way she's going to be funny. And then she was. And I was like, well, this isn't fair. God gave her everything. and then she was nice. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel that. That's what happened.
She looks like Rudy Huxtable.
So yeah. Cute. Especially back then. It was like, she was so cute. She's still cute now, but she's less Rudy. She's more Janet Jackson now.
Ooh. Okay. I like that evolution.
You can see it. When she gets in here, really look at her. You're going to see both.
Really look at her. She's like, why are y'all staring at me like this?
Wait, can she hear this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. But like, she'll hear the podcast later.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her on the way back, like, I think you're more Janet now.
Yeah.
And less Rudy.
And that's a great compliment.
Yeah. They're both beautiful. Yeah.
All right. Our next question is, what is your favorite memory of traveling together?
Hmm. Like traveling far, just like in the car.
Anywhere. I guess interpret it however you want.
I really love our car rides together, yeah. Just in general. We listen to music and we laugh and we talk. But we've been traveling a lot, like on tour.
Yeah.
Which has been great. Our first like show that we flew to was in New Orleans for Essence Fest.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And that was fun. That was a great experience. I don't know if she's going to say any of this.
It's okay. But, okay. Your friendship will just end later.
Yeah. But yeah, either our car rides or Essence Fest.
What made Essence Fest so fun?
It was like our first time we got flued out to perform somewhere. Ooh. And we shared a room. And it was great. Now we don't share rooms because, you know, we like to poop and stuff separately.
We still share rooms.
We still share a room.
What do you do when you got to drop the kids off at the pool?
She makes me leave the room.
Oh.
She makes me leave completely.
Or I'll be like, play music, please.
Yeah. I think we discovered then, like, we don't want to do that around each other.
Fair. Also helpful, Sashir has these little incense matches.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So after you drop the children off at the pool, you light a little incense, and then it's not terrible.
Okay, maybe I might have to invest in that. Just in general.
Yeah.
You guys are living right. When we went to Africa, we had one night apart in a different room. And I was like, well, I don't know why. I don't want this. And she literally had to be like, it's one night. You'll be okay. And I was like, I don't know.
It's adorable. No, we're still like in each other's rooms for like a long time. Then when it's time to go to sleep and poop. That was TMI. Sorry, guys.
It's not TMI. When you spend a lot of time with someone, poop is something that comes up.
It comes up for sure.
And it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
I don't know why I hated that.
Well, it does.
It was so upsetting.
Yeah.
Also, we're dressed kind of similar.
I know. The colors are good.
This is wild.
Wow.
No planning.
I know.
Does this happen often to you guys?
It does happen a lot.
Us too, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One time, I went to a screening for a show she was in, and I had this, like, very fuzzy yellow sweater, and kind of like a Muppet. And she had a full dress of the same material, but in orange.
Yeah, it was
wild. It's a connection.
Yeah.
I love it when we match.
Yeah. Like,
we match today, too. Yeah. We have the same shoes on, but different colors.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's cute.
So fun. It's
the best.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about your friend?
I mean, she's really talented. She's so sweet. She knows a lot about, like, space.
Like outer space?
Outer space, okay. Yeah.
And they're going to be like, just rooms.
Yeah. She knows. she likes space.
Or like personal space.
She's also very good with personal space too. Like she's never hounding me about like, let's hang out. Let's go out.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, do you.
Yeah.
We'll reconvene when it's time.
I'm not like that. No, I'm constantly like, what are you doing? What's happening? Where are you?
Yeah. There also was a point in our relationship where I had to tell you, stop putting your hands in my face.
Yeah.
And I can't remember why they would ever be in my face.
I can't remember either.
You don't know, like, were you like this?
I just felt like there's always this happening. And I was like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe it's like, I have a question. I have an idea. Excuse me.
That probably was it.
Yeah. Excuse me.
So did she stop when you asked
her
to?
She did.
Okay.
She was like, why am I doing that? And I was also like, I don't know. But it did. There was a shift. There was an adjustment. So I appreciate the
note. That's
a good
quality.
The note taking.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite thing she's told you about space?
Like string theory.
Wow.
What is that?
It's like different universes or something like that. I didn't retain all the information, but like parallel universes, stuff is going on at the same time, but a little differently.
Yeah.
I think that's that one. I could be wrong.
I honestly don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Neil deGrasse
Tyson.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just call him Neil.
our buddy Neil.
Yeah, we don't know him.
Our best friend Neil.
It's just Neil.
That's like her in Cars. I tell her so much about Cars. Oh. I don't think she retains, mm-hmm. but she'll nod.
Right.
And your eyes don't go dead. You like really act like you're interested, and it's really nice.
I am interested. I think I'm just excited that you're excited.
Right. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to see someone like geek out about
like
something.
Like you know stuff.
Yeah.
And you're passionate about it.
It's impressive.
Go off.
Yeah. If you had to guess, what do you think Falayan's favorite thing is about you?
She's going to say my sense of humor.
Oh. Mm.
She thinks I'm hilarious for some reason.
And you're so humble about it.
So, so humble.
I just know what she feels. Yes. I don't know if it's true, but that's what she feels.
I would agree.
Do you remember the hardest you guys ever laughed?
We laugh really hard a lot. I don't know. I'm just thinking she does this thing when I make her really laugh, and that's when I know I really did it. Mm-hmm. Her eyebrows like go in, kind of. She's like, and I'm like, I killed that one.
Like she's mad that you're making her laugh. So
yeah,
her,
like, they're like go in, but she's like cracking up. Oh. So that's a good laugh. I don't know what the last thing was. We joke about our life a lot. I don't mm-hmm. know.
It doesn't have to be the last thing. Like once her shoes were loud, not funny to anybody else. But I laughed. We laughed so hard about how loud her shoes were.
Yeah.
And then she was killing bugs on this other occasion and screaming. And we laughed really hard at that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense to us.
I can't even think of one. She would have to remind me. I'm sorry. I really can't even think of one.
It's okay.
But just know I'm funny. I don't know.
You just dropping gems all over the place and you're like, I don't even know. And she's dying.
Yeah, I just like try out my zingers and see what sticks.
Yeah. Right.
What is something you do that drives your friend crazy?
I don't know. She hasn't told me.
Oh.
All right.
I really don't know. I think sometimes I talk too much to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she might not say that bothers her. Sometimes like, why am I still talking?
A thing that bothered you, I was talking to you while you were sleeping, but then we found out you don't close your eyes all the way.
She doesn't sometimes too. Sometimes it's like this.
Yes, yeah. Where you see like a little bit of the white, so yeah, I'm like, oh, she's fading away, but I'll tell her this.
I'll slip a few little comments in before she goes.
Hey, like, does it make sense as to why I was still talking to you when I was like, oh, I think she's going to sleep, but I was like, but those eyes, a little bit.
Yeah, no one, and I was a full adult when she told me this. Like, no one had told me this before.
Well, no one?
No one. No one in my family, no slumber parties. She was just like, we were on a train going somewhere, and I was asleep, and she was. And I was like, "Why are you talking to me? I'm asleep." And she was
your
like,
"Your eyes are open."
Yeah, your eyes are fully open. What's wrong with you? And then she took a picture of me, and I was like, "Oh, I guess I can't close my eyes." Yeah,
it's a cute quirk.
Well, is it though?
Yeah, some people would say terrified.
I think it's cute.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
What is something that Philion does that drives you crazy?
It doesn't drive me crazy, but sometimes I can't read when, like, okay, there'll be somebody around, or like maybe we'll be like in a working environment and it looks like she's getting along great with them. Like she loves them, like, oh my gosh, she's having such a good time, but I'm getting weird vibes on this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk and then she's like, oh yeah, I hated that person and like they were terrible. I can't stand them. I'm like, you could have fooled me.
Yeah. That seemed like your best friend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought we were about to be a throuple with this person that I can't stand.
Yeah. Yeah. It is easier with like, just be upfront. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. But she's like really good at it. So I let her go off. Like, don't make like, I just won't say anything. Mm-hmm. I'll just be like very short.
And you're like Sashir. Sashir will just leave a conversation and then I'm stuck talking to someone just having the time of my life and I hate them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll still be present. I just won't say anything. But she's having a great time.
Yeah. I mean, that is
it's a good trait.
Industry trait, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, good for business. Be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
we like each other.
Let's collab.
But it just feels like it takes too much energy.
She's not even there, I'm looking.
Yeah.
You want to collab?
You want to collab? Don't promise that.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
Have you ever seen Survivor?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen like,
you know clips.
I think I get
the
gist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something. We hadn't seen it either.
We've been asking this question for years.
For years. Never seen it. Started watching it. It's fucking great.
It's really great.
It's so good.
There's a lot to binge too, right?
Yeah. There's like 47
so
seasons.
Right. Much of
it's
it.
Wild.
All I'm gonna get very into dramatic. It. There's like alliances. People are being like cutthroat.
People
on
are
there.
Lying to each other. Wow. And then we haven't gotten to this part because we have yet to finish the season. But all the voted off people, they're the ones who vote for the winner.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I watch Big Brother and Big Brother's like this. I love Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to watch Survivor.
You got it.
I think Philion would do better.
Why is that?
Oh.
I think she just has a lot of traits like Bill. Like she's quick on her feet.
Yeah.
She grew up in certain African traditions, and I feel like that gives you
certain African traditions.
I don't want to get into her business. I don't know if she wants to talk about this. But I think she could, like, be crafty.
Okay. All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
I like that, too.
How do you think you would fare on the show?
I think I would do okay, because I'm strong.
Mm-hmm. No one's questioning that.
No. That's you're strong. You said it so confidently.
So strong.
She's like, you're strong.
Yeah.
I think that's only why, though. I don't know how to start a fire or anything.
I don't either.
No, me either. And that's like a big deal on the show.
A really big deal. Catching any kind of food.
Yeah, catching food, making fire.
Yeah.
Shelter. Mm-hmm. Surviving.
Yeah.
AKA surviving.
Yeah.
All right, this is our last question for you.
But I have a bonus one.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, so this is our penultimate question.
Okay.
What do you see yourself doing 20 years from now, the two of you?
Oh, I think we're going to like both have farms with chickens and lots of plants, gardens, and babies.
I like
that. And we'll like raise our kids together.
That's I so like cute. That.
Yeah, like a tribe.
I love that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. She talks about that a lot. And I'm really leaning into it.
Yeah.
Like the whole commune living.
Yeah, intentional communities. It seems like a great way to live and like raise your kids.
Yeah. A nice, safe, creative environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also maybe we'll be on like a 20th anniversary tour.
See, that's what I want. I want to like live on a farm, but then like dip in and be like, I'm amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's my bonus question. Were you both fans of Missy Elliott?
Yes, absolutely.
What was it like working with her? I love Missy Elliott in a way that's obscene.
Yeah, I think we're up there, too. We were both obsessed with her growing up. We haven't met her yet still.
Oh, that's wild.
You know, people can just record things and just send them in.
This is true.
So we're still waiting to meet her. But we spoke to her on the phone before one of our shows.
Oh my God.
She's just the sweetest and the best. She's so encouraging and positive. She's like everything you would dream.
I love that.
And she killed that verse. Like, I still can't.
It's wild.
Every
it's
time
so
it's
good.
Mentioned, I'm just like, oh my gosh, we have a song with Missy.
Yeah. And it's a great song.
Yeah. Wow.
It was great before. And it's like, I don't know. It's like not even an improvement. It's just a different vibe. And it's great.
Just took it up. She said our name. She shouted out her being on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's just.
Yeah.
Okay. Another bonus question.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to ask them these questions when there's the two of them? Or is it just for. Is this a friendship question?
Kind of.
Okay, then. I'm just saying, I also would have wanted to know what Falian thought about
this. Yeah, you asked her
okay.
too.
Yeah. Oh, I should write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
Missy. She just wrote Missy.
She'll remember. She'll remember.
I probably won't. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Shooting up. No, that's a weird way to phrase that. Blowing up with your best friend.
Shooting up with your best friend.
Ooh. Blowing up.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Both like, are bad.
Going viral with your bestie.
Oh my God. Yes. Mm-hmm. Who's interviewing who? Going viral with your bestie. Has it been easy?
I think going viral is challenging in general, but it's been great. I'm so glad that we have each other. Like, it's so good to have somebody look in the eye and be like, OMG, what's going on?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's the best. But yeah, going viral was very interesting.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, everyone's like, what you doing? And you're like, oh, I was just here.
Yeah, we were just making music and living life. And then people started watching those running videos.
Which I do love.
They're great.
They were really good. We really ate that.
Yeah. Humble. I love it.
I mean.
Just stating facts.
Yeah, truly. Truly. Yeah. All right.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, that's it for you.
That's it for
that's you.
You
for right
that's
now.
Very ominous.
That's it for
that's
you.
That's it for you.
Okay.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I'm actually nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I shouldn't be nervous.
Yeah. No. Okay, this is gonna be fun.
But it's beginning.
Okay. Let's do it.
Phelan.
Yes.
Our first question is, how did you meet Bobby?
Music school.
Okay.
And I'm almost sure she said the exact same thing.
Well, we can't be sure.
We can't be sure. We can't be sure.
We have no idea.
So, do you remember your first interaction?
I think it was in a songwriting class.
Mm-hmm.
We were like playing songs, and then after the class, I think we just started talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What did you see in Bobby that made you feel like, ooh, I could vibe with this person?
She's like one of the funniest people I know, and her personality is just 10 out of 10.
Oh,
okay. That's all right.
Really
that is nice. Aw.
I love that.
Okay. What is your favorite memory from traveling together?
Ooh, I have a lot. Probably Australia.
Ooh,
okay.
We went to Australia like a few months ago. We did South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful place. And we ate together and laughed together and performed together. And we performed on a yacht.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
That is very nice. Mm-hmm. What is it like? Is there a difference feeling-wise performing on a yacht versus solid ground?
A little woozier.
Yeah.
Because it's like rocking back and forth. Mm-hmm. But it just felt like pristine.
Oh,
yeah.
Very rich.
Yeah, very rich.
I like that. Very opulent.
Yes.
Did you happen to have chicken nuggets in Australia?
No.
Okay.
I think I had chicken fingers. chicken strips.
Okay.
What's the difference? I don't know.
A nugget is smaller. A strip is longer.
And a finger?
A finger is longer.
Longer. A finger is a strip.
I think so.
I think I had a strip.
But then what's a tender?
What is a tender?
I think a tender is a fatter finger.
Oh. Like a girthy finger.
A finger is a strip, is a tender.
Yeah, maybe it's finger tender. Wait. Finger strip tender.
Okay. And nuggets is a different thing.
A nugget's a little circle guy.
Yeah.
Or a dinosaur.
Yeah. The reason I asked is I had some of the best chicken nuggets in Australia.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
I wasn't loving the food, but it wasn't terrible.
The food is garbage.
Yeah.
And that's why she liked the chicken nuggets.
And I was blown away.
It was like the highlight.
Yeah. But now I'm like really thinking back and I was like, oh, I loved them because they were normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try Vegemite?
It was nasty.
Disgusting.
I don't get it.
Really gross.
Have you had it?
I never have.
It's just brown goop slime. And then it tastes like brown goop slime.
And what do you put it on?
Toast.
Toast.
Oh, okay.
Mm. With butter.
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
It's, yeah. You don't want it.
Then I won't have it.
Don't have it.
Don't have it.
Or maybe try it. Actually,
try it so you know what we're talking about.
You have to.
I'm with you now.
You have to try it now.
You have to have it.
These are like, mixed messages.
No, I'm going to order it for you on Amazon. You have to try it.
All right, I guess. What would you say is your favorite thing about Bobby?
Wow, her personality again. Like, she can make me laugh anytime.
Yeah.
Her smile is really beautiful. I love her mom, and her mom's smile is like the identical. Like, it's so cute.
That's very cute.
And her ass.
Oh.
She's a great ass.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is nice. Yeah. What's the most recent funny thing she did?
Yeah. Or the hardest you've ever laughed.
I have a thing with my memory.
Mm-hmm.
I usually forget things just like as they happen. Bobby does a lot of funny things. Oh, just now on the way here, someone like kind of cut her off on the highway and she just did this. And I thought that was very funny. She's like, I hate road rage, but.
He's a gentle middle
that
finger.
That is very funny.
Her hands are so small, but she's like.
Wow, that person really felt it.
I think so. I hope so.
I like that. That's funny. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. What is your friend's favorite thing about you?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
Yeah.
My motherly spirit, my warm-hearted nature.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did she say that?
Well,
we can't say
until the very end.
And when you say motherly spirit, what do you mean by that?
She probably loves that I'm just a loving person,
mm-hmm.
positive.
Yeah.
I always like to stay happy.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like the advice giver in the friendship?
Like sometimes, mm-hmm. and maybe sometimes unsolicited too, but she loves me regardless.
Yeah.
And how do you stay positive? What's your secret?
Having her around me and like doing this career thing together is one of the biggest parts of me being happy and staying happy, because I don't think I could do this by myself.
Yeah.
It is hard. And I feel so lucky to have Sashir, because we kind of have hit steps at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like I can, you know, be like, oh, this sucks, or like, this is great.
Yeah.
And she's right there with me being like, yeah, this happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really special.
You get to share experience
with
someone that actually knows what you're going through.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah.
And is supportive.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like we're in a competition. Like,
yeah.
We'll go out for the same parts.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, well, if Sashir gets it, they just wanted Sashir.
Yeah.
And if I get it, it's like they just wanted me, and it's nothing personal. It's not like I lost something. I didn't have it to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm happy when you get shit.
Aww.
I'm happy when you get shit too.
Boy, oh boy. Do you remember when you got that Verizon commercial?
Yes.
We were so happy.
Yeah.
I remember you called me and I was on a bus and I was like, wow, my friend's going to be in a Verizon commercial.
Do y'all celebrate together when y'all get something?
We should actively celebrate more. I feel like we are like happy for each other.
Yes.
And we also just like do fun trips and stuff.
But in my brain, our fun, we spend New Year's Eve together every year. And to me, that's celebrating our year.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Great.
That's like everything.
I never said that out loud.
I was like, I didn't realize that. But
as I go to sleep, I'm like, the celebration of the year. And I'm not telling her.
And I'm like, just another trip.
No celebration.
Yeah, nothing special at all about this. Well, I like that. I will now think of it that way.
For the last 7 years, that's how I've thought.
Wow.
Okay. This is going to get hopefully not too contentious, but what is something that Bobby does that drives you crazy?
Everything she does, I just love. She doesn't tell me how she feels when she feels it.
Okay.
I'm like, girl, just let me know now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, I still love her, so she could tell me the next day and I'll still forgive her, but tell me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it saves time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm like that. I'll never tell anyone how I feel.
Yeah,
she'll put a gun to my head and I'll be like, I'm fine.
That's literally her. We'll go, it's a week, and then she's like, you know, that thing you did actually really hurt me. I'm like, oh, you didn't tell me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's me. Unless we're at the airport and it's a stranger, I'll tell you how I feel immediately.
Oh, really?
Oh, strangers, I'll fight anybody. But like,
I think that's her too.
Yeah, but someone who actually hurt her feelings won't say a thing.
Yeah, like a good friend, I'll just be like, wow.
Oh, no.
All right.
I'll hold it inside forever.
Forever.
You know, you are who you are.
It's tough. What is something you do that drives your friend crazy?
Probably not communicate, like texting, calling. She knows I'm on my phone and I just don't answer.
Why is that? Is it just because you're like, uh-oh, gotta talk?
Something like feels way too urgent about people contacting me. And then it makes me want to put it off. Because I'm like, it's not that important. Everything's going to be fine. But then I forget or I'm just doing something. I don't know. I just have like a, it's like an alarm system in my head that goes, you're in trouble. Something's wrong. Oh. Even if it's like, hey, girl. I'm like,
Is it like an anxious thing?
I think so.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Sometimes I also want to put off responding because I'm like, well, I don't want to seem too available.
Yeah.
I don't want them to think I'm available right now to take care of this thing.
Yeah. I want to, like, maybe drink some water, you know, lay on the couch.
Take care of myself for a little bit and then respond.
Yeah. But then I forget.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to do more of that and like, not feel like I need to urgently respond to everybody.
Yeah.
Because I do that. I'm always like, oh, I have to respond to you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good quality.
Not you personally. Just like in general.
Interesting.
No, in general.
Elaborate. Oh, okay. Please elaborate.
Oh my God. Somebody texts me and I'm like, oh, I have to figure out the answers. When you text me, I'm like, oh, that's my friend.
Okay, I like that.
And then I'll call you.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll call you later.
It's a good quality, though, to text people back right away.
But sometimes it's overwhelming when I feel like I have to text them the minute
they text me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
Don't do it ever.
Yep. Yeah. I need a little bit of that.
Yeah. Balance is everything, I guess.
Balance.
I've started also putting texts on my to-do list. Where,
that's a good idea.
Instead of responding, I'll put text Mary or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I go
Who's
to my
to-do
list. Who's Mary? I do have a friend named Mary.
Do I know Mary?
No, but you can know Mary.
Do you like her more? Or
yeah.
Definitely not. No.
Okay, good.
I would never say that. No.
Okay, we're good. Don't worry.
Even like a peripheral. Not even really a friend. An acquaintance?
A peripheral.
I don't know. I don't know a Mary.
Sounds like you do.
Mother Mary is the only Mary we know.
All right. You can know Mother Mary. Okay.
Thank you so much. Which of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
I don't know if Bobby has watched Survivor, so I'm going to say me because I've watched a lot of
So you just have an advantage just knowing what
you know. She would be really good at Big Brother because she's watched a lot of Big Brother. But even though like some they're kind of similar and like how you have to strategize, you have to play like a little social game or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say me, though.
Yeah. What qualities do you have that would make you good at this game?
My smile.
I honestly do think that would work to your advantage because you do have a nice smile.
Thank you. And I think people,
and
would,
I think people
so
would trust you. Trust you and be distracted. Yeah.
Then I'd blindside.
Yeah.
Come right around.
This is true.
Yeah, I think so.
And some people get voted off just for being annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
which
black,
is so funny. Yeah. Oh,
this
no.
This is so true.
That's true.
This is so true.
I don't think we've seen that in our season.
I don't think no one's actively said it out loud.
No.
Yeah.
But no one loves the black people.
No.
Especially the season that we watched, they were like,
well, the season we watched, we had a nice black man who didn't want to do anything.
He also was, he couldn't swim.
Season 4. He couldn't swim. He didn't want to work. He didn't want to do anything.
Did he have locks? No.
No, he had like
braids.
Cornrows.
He had cornrows. And then there was also a black woman. And then there was Boston Rob.
Yeah.
It's ringing, but it's not ringing.
I mean, there's like 40.
There's way too many.
There's nine seasons, 62.
The newer ones are nice. They're cool. Okay.
The new ones are nice.
Newer.
Oh, newer. Mm. I was watching the season after COVID, the COVID shutdown. Mm. And what's his name, the host?
Jeff Probst.
He's so into it as the seasons go on.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, go, go, go. Yeah. This team's never going to pull ahead. Yeah. They pull. Like, he's really in it.
He's
I mean,
messy.
Yes.
He's like, so how do you feel about it? Like, he like really makes them dig in.
You guys had a fight earlier. Yeah. And now you're sitting next to each other.
Yeah. How does that thoughts? Feel?
So you think she's a big threat, right? So tell her why.
To her face.
Yeah. Fight.
What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
I hope in 20 years we have a big happy family, both of us separately, but you know, we're all one big happy family. Mm-hmm. I hope we have a TV show.
Ooh.
I really want us to have a TV show.
Yeah, I can see it.
Maybe like a production company. I don't know. Big dreams.
Okay.
I'm into that.
I like that.
And a lot of money. Just like.
It's a really good goal.
Yes.
So much money.
Yes.
Yeah. And we don't know what to do with it.
Yes. I feel like that's a good thing to want.
Yeah.
People are like, money doesn't buy happiness, but money allows you to be comfortable and then find what makes you happy.
Yeah. Also, I found happiness being broke. Now I'm trying to find happiness being rich.
Just a different happy.
Exactly.
Yacht happy.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Oh my God. I would love to have a yacht.
Yeah.
Just be like, guys, happy. Do you want to get on my yacht?
Oh my God.
It's like a Wednesday. Yes. Yeah. I would love that.
If I had a yacht, I would laugh every time I invited people on it. I'd be like, guys.
Can you believe?
Is this yacht day? Okay. I have bonus questions.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a big Missy Elliott fan, so this is more for me.
Okay.
What was it like to work with her, and was it exciting, and did you love it?
Like, so exciting that we almost, like, couldn't feel it at first. Like, it was, we were in shock, and she said our name. We just, like, replayed that part. We were in the airport. We replayed it over and over and over
Man.
A dream come true. We've never met her yet, but hopefully this year we're going to meet her, and then I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, like, a weird full circle moment. And I still can't even believe it happened.
Yeah. It's really incredible. Second bonus question.
Okay.
What is it like to go viral with your best friend? Has it made it a little easier?
A dream come true, yeah. We said we were going to go viral. We said, we have to go viral. That's how we have to do this. We did it. And now, like, our dreams are coming true right before our eyes.
Oh, manifesting.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, we were actually told that you know a lot about space.
Yes.
I don't know a lot about space.
Oh.
I watch a lot of space-like things.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
I watched Cosmos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about space?
The void.
Oh.
The openness. Yeah. The mystery. Yeah. What's out there? We don't know. We might never know.
Do you think there's aliens?
I think there are aliens, but not in the way that we can conceptualize. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very silly to think that we're alone and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the height of intelligence in this
huge
universe.
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
Okay. Other bonus question. Did you like the movie Gravity?
With Sandra Bullock?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it. I think I did watch it.
Okay.
I don't remember it.
My criticism was too much space.
Was she just hanging out in space the whole time trying to reattach herself?
I mean,
I remember this. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, it's so black.
I liked Interstellar. That was cute.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
I watched it on a plane. Not the place to watch it. It's like so small.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think it's a black hole. It was
a
big screen. For
yes.
Me.
Yeah.
I think I saw that on the big screen.
Nice.
On the big screen.
On the big screen.
On the big one. All right. Well. We gotta go get Bobby.
How'd I do? Oh, we're gonna see.
We're gonna see.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
So we asked, how did you meet? Bobby said, in music school in Hollywood, California, at the Musicians Institute. We both moved here to become stars. We clicked right away, but it was a soft click. We're both introverts, and I thought she was so cute. She looked just like Rudy Huxtable, and she looks more like Janet Jackson now.
The way it's like paraphrased is hilarious.
The hard launches, we started the group, and we loved hanging out. And we were like, are we best friends now? Yes.
Wow.
Flyin said, in music school, in a songwriting class, we were playing songs, and after class, we started talking. Oh, she's one of the funniest people I know, and her personality is 10 out of 10.
I told you she thought I was funny.
Yeah, you're right. It was the first thing she said. Yeah. She was ready.
Yeah, wow. Ready.
So, I think that one
accounts.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Next question we asked was, what is your favorite memory of traveling together? Bobby said, I really love our car rides together. I love our convos. We've been traveling together a lot for the tour. I like when we went to New Orleans for Essence Fest. It was the first time we were flown out and we got to share a room. We don't do that anymore so we can poop separately. But Essence Fest was great. And then Valian said,
oh, Australia was
probably
good.
Australia. Yeah, we did South by Southwest and we performed on a yacht. It did feel a little woozy because of the rocking back and forth, but it was very pristine.
Wow. I should take it back. Y'all, she's right. Australia was the best.
No, no, yours is nice too.
You know, the car rides.
Yeah.
What did you like about Australia?
It was so nice and peaceful. It wasn't chaotic. Like, normally things are like all over the place. But it was like very planned out. We had nice dinners.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
And we performed.
And there's a ferry that's like public transportation. So you get to like take a ferry to wherever you're going.
Yeah. So we like went to the zoo. Took a ferry back to our hotel. It was great. Australia was great.
Yeah, that was really cool.
When you went to the zoo, did you meet... it's a little rat thing that smiles.
A wallaby?
No, a kawaka.
No. I really wish we would have.
A kawaka?
We did not meet a kawaka.
Wait, Jordan, can you show them what a kawaka is? They're really funny.
Oh, we did see some of those.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they smile at you?
No.
I don't know. I think they were resting, but we did see those in the little areas.
They had like their own little.
Yeah. So cute.
They're very cute.
I love them.
Adorable.
I think if I were to come back as an animal, I'd come back as that.
I believe that.
Thank you.
That's it.
Kawaka.
We asked what your favorite thing is about your friend. Bobby said she's really talented, so sweet. She knows a lot about outer space. And that's why we asked. She's also great with personal space. My favorite thing she told me about space is string theory.
String, yeah.
I think it's about parallel universes. Mm-hmm. She's a big fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I am.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And then Valian said, her personality, again, she can make me laugh so hard. I love her mom. She's a great relationship with her mom. I love that.
Everything I said, well, you do have a great, I said, your mom smile and your smile is so beautiful. And y'all have like the identical, identical smile.
Thank you.
And it makes me smile every time I see y'all smile. So you're so gorgeous.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
She also mentioned your ass.
Yeah.
And she said that you have a great figure.
I forgot about my ass. Yeah. I forgot about that ass. Oh, I forgot. It's back here.
I should have mentioned her boobs. She has great boobs.
You have good tits.
I won't look at them right now, but they're really good.
What's your favorite body part of mine? It's weird that you're like looking at it. All right, I guess
you should know already.
Here, yeah. Stand up. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Do a little 360.
Okay.
So cute.
Turn around and then lift your jacket.
Oh. Lower back.
No. I think it's your lower back. Yeah.
That's nice.
The dip before your butt.
Oh, you got that dip.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice. All right. Thank you. Yeah. I love your ass.
Oh, thank you.
You can like put a cup on it.
Ooh. Thank you. Ooh.
I also really like my butt.
Okay.
We asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? Bobby said, she's going to say my sense of humor. For some reason, she finds me hilarious. We laugh really hard a lot. She does this thing when we really laugh and I know I got her, her eyebrows go in. They kind of like furrow. And that's when I know she thinks I'm funny. And I kind of just know I'm funny. And Flyin said, my motherly spirit, my warm-hearted nature. I think she likes that I'm a loving person and I'm a happy, positive person. Having Bobby around me is a big part of what adds to my happiness.
Oh, that's so sweet. She is very maternal and nurturing.
That's very sweet.
I love it.
I love that. We asked, what is something that you do that drives your friend crazy? Bobby said, I don't know. She hasn't told me. I think sometimes I talk to her too much.
You never talk to me too much. You talk more than me, but you don't talk to me too much.
I do talk more than you.
Felia said, not communicating, especially when it comes to calling or texting. She knows I'll be on my phone and I just don't answer. If there's feels something like too urgent when someone calls, so I avoid it.
Why are they calling? Yeah. No, you're really good about that now.
I'm way better.
Yeah, before we started the duo though, like she would leave me on red a long time. But she answers me now. She's really good about calling me back. You're so good now.
Thanks. Well, I feel like I take too long.
No. You're doing great.
Okay, then we'll see each other. We'll like have a session or something, and she's like, "Did you see my text message?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
I did see it. No,
yeah.
Those are only in group chats. I feel like
when
it's just us, you either answer back or you do something.
Okay, true.
What you're doing? She's killing it.
Okay,
with the communication.
Well, nice. I like it. Was that a conversation you had to have about communication?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I said we're gonna do this duo. Like you need to respond. You can't leave me on red. Yeah. You have to call me back
today. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not gonna work.
I like that you were able to articulate that. Mm-hmm. Like some people are just like frustrated and it's like no.
When we were just friends, I never was upset by it because every time I would see her, it would be positive energy. Like she wasn't shading me or anything. She just didn't text me back.
Yeah.
So I wasn't upset about it. I'm just like, if we're going to do this, you have to talk.
Do you have your read receipts on?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
Mm-mm. No.
Good. Oh, you never did one time and it really upset me. I was like, your read receipts are on. Turn them off.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. And I don't know how it happened. I think sometimes it happens to me. Like there's like a button you can accidentally hit it.
Yeah. I did it one time to one person. I really was so anxious. I saw the read receipts and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This whole time. Because I would be like, I'm just seeing your message.
Yeah, you can't say that. It's like, I saw it.
You're done.
I saw it a while ago. Oopsies.
And you know I saw
it. I like that.
We asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? Bobby said, it doesn't drive me crazy, but sometimes I can't read her, particularly when I feel a bad vibe or someone feels off and I feel like she's enjoying them. And then afterwards, she's like, yes, I didn't like that person. Flyin said, I have to think. Everything she does, I just love. But when she doesn't tell me when she feels it in the moment, just tell me immediately. And usually I have to find out later, but I still love her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the same answer.
It is.
Both of you. Yeah.
Yes.
It is. You just find out later how they're really feeling.
Yeah, actually. It's like delayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We asked, which of you would do better on the TV show Survivor? Bobby said, I think Falayan would do better. She's quick on her feet. She grew up in a certain African tradition.
And which I think is she could so be so vague. You grew up in like the Survivor tribe, like an actual Survivor tribe in Africa.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And I think I would do okay because I'm strong. But that's it. I don't know how to start a fire. And then Flyin said, me.
Yes.
Because I've watched Survivor. She would be good for Big Brother.
Which is what you said. Yeah. You were like, I watch Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I would be good at the game because of my smile. They'd be captivated by it, and then I would blindside them.
Easy.
That's that African tradition. Smile and blindside.
That is so funny.
We asked, what do you both hope you're doing in 20 years? Bobby said, I think we're both going to have farms, chickens, food, and babies. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be living together or maybe on a 20th anniversary tour.
Oh.
Lion said, I hope we have a big, happy family, a TV show, maybe a production company, and a lot of money. So much money, we don't know what to do with it.
Period.
Yeah.
I love that. Those are like the same answer.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
a farm.
Yeah. I think.
I love a lot of money.
Yeah. I think you did it.
It sounds like you did.
This I think you're fun. Friends.
Yeah.
I think so too.
So we can stay together.
You can stay together.
You stay together.
Yes.
Stay
together. Yes.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Keep working
you're
together.
You're welcome.
Being friends.
You're like, all right, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
We get a certificate in the mail? Or?
Yes. We mail it to you later.
We should have something to give people.
That would be so
we
cute.
Should. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You get a Sharpie to share.
Best friend Sharpie.
Oh, do you guys have anything you want to plug? Because we're done.
We have new music coming out.
Yeah.
We just released a song called Candyman.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
For all the lovers out there. Yep. And we're going on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Botanical Garden tour.
Yeah.
I love your commitment to puns. I love it so much.
Thank you.
We do love a pun.
Yes. Lyanna Boss, the Botanical Garden. I mean, it really feels good to my heart.
There's more to come.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Don't touch that doll.
Well, we didn't do any questions this episode, not nary a one from our listeners, but we will in other episodes. And you can email. I'm screaming.
You
and I'm
are
not sure why.
Screaming.
You can email
at
NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. We also have a phone number for you to call or leave a voice note at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at poswag.com. /best friends.
Oh, baby. We also have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our shop page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It's the easiest way to support this show.
It really is. And Sashir, yeah. I've had a joy and a great time with you today.
Oh, you have been a joy and a pleasure.
Oh, boy. I hope you drive home safely.
And to you and yours, good luck and good night.
Good luck. Good luck and good night to you and yours.
Good luck and good night.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.